The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs will be the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. So if you had your book out and you were trying to find, where was that gospel reading for today? It's not what I thought it would be. Well, this is a gospel reading for a particular saint for the day. And the reason I wanted to do it is I looked at the reading and then I came up what I thought would be a nice homily for it. So we'll see how it goes. I told Father Ricky this is an interactive homily. So what I'd like you all to do, take out your breaking bread and go to number 439. And it's a song sort of based on the gospel. But the one part that I wanted to share with you is when you look at the refrain. The refrain is, "Be not afraid. I go with you. I go before you always. Come and follow me, and I will give you rest." That, to me, is what our day should be. We should see God. We shouldn't be afraid because God is there with us. God goes before us to kind of like, let's see if I can use a sort of football metaphor. He's the person running in front of the quarterback so the quarterback doesn't get tackled. God's sort of doing that for us. And he does it always. And then he says, "Come on, follow me and I will give you rest." And God isn't talking about a nap. God is talking about your soul. You'll be easy. God will give you that time. He will give you a restful spirit. That way that you can be humbled, can be quiet, can sit in the presence of God without your mind racing. That is truly rest, and that is the rest that we thank our Lord for.